This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
This episode is a continuation of a conversation I had with Jill and Karen talking about learning and teaching natural history.
My name is Jill Weber, and I am a Maine naturalist.
My name is Karen Zimmerman. I'm a registered Maine guide and a Maine master naturalist. Oh, liverworts. When I first realized liverworts on the sides of trees were what they are. They're not a moss. Like, I've been walking by these for 50 years and never looked closely at them. I definitely, when I go on walks with my friends, I'm the one who's on my knees in the dirt looking at things, but it is really easy to miss things.
I teach part-time at College of the Atlantic, and I purposely have no prerequisites for my class. And it's a class that some people take just to satisfy their science requirement. And I love it when they're honest enough to say that the first day of class, and they say, I'm just here to satisfy my requirement. But I'm not a scientist. I'm more of an artist. And I make note and explain that how closely they're related. And by the end of the term, if I've done my job, and it usually happens to greater or lesser degrees, they've all been captivated by something. And usually early on when we're just doing some basic terminology and talking about reproductive parts, I say, by the way, how do you all feel about grass flowers? And there's a complete look of blankness. And then I said, well, maybe I should back up and just tell you that grasses have flowers, just like all the other plants we know. They're just smaller and maybe less showy. And like, anybody eat grasses? And sometimes there's blankness. Sometimes somebody says, oh yeah, I eat wheat. But all of us, corn, wheat, rice, oats, almost every human eats grasses. And few humans have made the connection between what we can hear rustling out there right now and what's going in their mouth and how the seeds that are going in their mouths came to pass. And it is so awesome. Like, every plant has a story. And when you tell some of the stories, you can kind of see people's brains exploding a little bit. And then once they explode, they're sort of open to the outside to let stuff in. And it's awesome to watch.
Tree flowers, they drive me nuts. I just adore them so much. Like, give me a bouquet of tree flowers. And the stories that they tell, like the red maple is kind of notorious, but also the ashes for having male flowers and female flowers. And it's so complicated. And I still bring them home and draw them so I can understand them.
Uh-huh.
That helps me
figure
out what's going on. And there's no room for outside
people. And then they ask me questions, which
yeah.
You said you're always learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were learning sheep laurel.
Oh, nice.
And so I was telling them the pollination story because I think it's just so funny and crazy. And then somehow I digressed into, have you ever heard of mad honey? And it's honey with sort of psychoactive properties, but also some potentially fatal
Ooh.
Effects. So then they, you know, said, well, what is it in the mad honey? I do not know, but I will find out. So I went home and I learned about that. And then I went down the rabbit hole a little bit about the first reported use of mad honey was, I think, by the Greeks. And they left honey pots out for their enemies to try and drug them so that they could make it past the other army. And then like the center of the history of honey is in the Mediterranean region, which I had no idea. And yeah, you could almost hear the connections clicking in my brain just because the student had said, so like what's in there that causes the effects? So fun.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.